Welcome to F1Weekly.com. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm your host. This is podcast number 6. Today's January 17th, 2006. We'll be joined by Steve Falb, my co-host, in just a few moments. And we won't be joined by Desiree because she's busy on assignment. Today's show, we're going to talk about a few things. Super Aguri, I think they've got their driver lineup all set. BMW Sauber, we'll talk about Toyota, Brunner. He seems to be completely caught off guard by the charges brought on by the Italian and the German police. Also, Toyota's problems down in Jerez. They did have a little dealio happen. McLaren, why are they running the V10s? Jacques Villeneuve has some comments. And Clark Rogers from F1Weekly.com has some comments today. Steve, how are you?
Great. How are yourself, Clark?
Good, good. Did you see the Super Aguri thing today?
No, I haven't seen anything about Super Aguri on the sites today.
Well, apparently it's definite. Sato is in, and ID. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but it's IDE. He's going out for a seat fitting today, so I'm sure he's in. I think that's a lineup for Super Aguri. I think it's great. I think they're going to get great country pride.
Yeah, great country pride, but they're not going to get much production out of Sato unless they've got a better car.
Well, you never know. They could just, you know, put big bumpers around it.
Yeah, well, it could be the fact, too, that maybe this car will be better suited to him.
That's true. And, you know, he could be paying.
Honda last year, though.
He could be paying to drive.
Or somebody's paying for him to drive.
Correct.
Like Honda.
And obviously this is his last chance in F1. We'll never see him again. My attitude is, let's have a few laughs. I'm a big Super Aguri fan. This guy's pretty gung-ho. And one more year of Sato has got to be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, maybe he'll pull a NASCAR and, you know, jump out of his car and throw his helmet at somebody going by.
Exactly. I was just going to say, the Japanese racer visited the team's factory in the UK on Monday for a seat fitting. Part of the team, though, it's not clear whether he will be the third driver or not. So it's sort of up in the air, but I think he's in. I think ID's in because I saw it on an IRL website when I went to the Super Aguri IRL Racing.net website, and it was mentioned as well.
Yeah, the article I'm looking at right now says, yeah, they're not sure which, they know he's going for a fitting, but not sure what slot he's got.
Mm-hmm. Did you look at the new pictures of the BMW 1.06?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
It looks old tech.
I wasn't that excited. I think their aero package is very interim.
Yeah, I think what they're doing is BMW really still hasn't taken over yet. That's basically just the repackaged car from last year.
And I'm confused on why they're naming the name T1.06. That Toyota's naming their car the TF106. BMW is naming their car the F1.06. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I thought that was bizarre, and I think it's going to cause some confusion later on in the year. Or maybe it's just me. I'm sure it's just me being half French.
Well, everybody's going to call it the 106 anyway.
I call it the BMW Sauber.
106.
I suppose.
Whoever calls the car by the, you know, only the true F1 geeks call the cars by their numbers.
That's true. Well, I'm sort of geekish.
Yeah.
Well, Nick Heidfeld said he's pretty excited. So is Jacques Villeneuve.
I'd be excited, too, if I were making like $5 million a year.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
To drive a car real fast.
Jacques Villeneuve is all excited. He was even on the Indianapolis website, and every time Indianapolis 500 winner is in the news in terms of F1, they always translate and transfer that information to the Indianapolis website. And sure enough, Jacques Villeneuve is ready for a comeback trail. And if anybody wants to take a look at that, it's on the Indianapolis website for the Speedway.
Yeah, I really am not impressed by the aero package on my car. To me, it looks like, you know, they kind of cleaned up the lines a little bit on the Sauber and didn't really...
Well, it's really...
innovation there, seeing on some of the bigger...
I think it's really apparent when you see the cars next to any of the really good ones. The F2006, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. The Renault, which we talked about the other day, looks absolutely outstanding. The new McLaren looks outstanding. Even though both cars are very different, I think the BMW really lacks the aero package that they're going to need for the year. But I'm sure they've
really
got
competitive.
Well, I'm sure they've got a lot of changes going on. Also, what'd you think about the Toyota news and Brunner?
I thought the lawsuit about somebody walking off
with the software,
the computer package.
Mm-hmm. Brunner,
very interesting, and you know, if the biggest challenge I kind of see with it is them being able to prove it.
Well, Brunner's been under this. They've known Toyota. This has been going on for like 9 months. I read about this last year, early in the year. But the F1 headline that I really liked was Brunner astounded by criminal chargers.
Yeah, he's probably really surprised that the German police have actually stepped in and are actually pursuing.
I just can't believe he is astounded to find out that he is charged by German authorities for using stolen data from Ferrari. Ferrari brought this up a long time ago. This has been ongoing. It's just these kinds of cases take so long to get to the courts that it's just now reaching the German police.
Yeah, and then it all comes down to can Ferrari prove? Well, it sounded like to me that it wasn't necessarily data that they stole. They stole a
it's software
program.
It's a program
that the interpreted was it aero design?
Correct.
You know, what, you know, drag coefficients and that kind of.
That's what I got from
technical
it.
Technical jargon.
But no, the biggest deal, I think it could be an embarrassment to Toyota. It could be a little brown spot on their immaculate livery.
Look at that huge budget. Just give Ferrari a mill and say, go away.
That's true. Moving on, McLaren. Reading today, McLaren is still running the V10s. I mean, I hate to see Pedro de la Rosa in the lead, and then even Pfaff was running a V10. I think they've got some problems with the V8. I think dependability is going to be an issue again this year. Ron Dennis is going to have a cow. But those are my personal opinions.
Well, even if they get the V8 on the line, I still think they're going to have reliability issues because for some reason, the way they construct their motors...
Well, for me, the worst part is they come out with a V8 earlier than Renault. People are knocking Renault for not being ahead of the game. And in fact, now McLaren has pulled the V8 out. They're back with the restricted V10s, which everybody knows have more bottom-end horsepower, more drivability. And I just find it funny that some of the F1 sites put Pedro de la Rosa fastest ahead of everybody.
When he's still running a V10.
Yeah, and I'm surprised he's still running the V10s.
We're up the fact that he's
yeah.
running the 10.
Well, we're already in the middle of January. March 12th is going to be here faster than you can shake a stick. Trust me. So, I don't know. I'm really disappointed. JV, Jacques Villeneuve, on the comeback trail. I mentioned that earlier. I think JV is going to do a great job this year. I have a feeling that the BMW V8 could be one of the best ones on the grid this year.
Yeah, that could be the BMW saving grace in that they're going to have a quality motor.
I think they're going to have a quality motor.
They look like they've done some aero tweaks to that car, but nothing, you know. To me, it looks like they're 2 or 3 years behind the curve of the basically the aero leaders being McLaren, Ferrari, and Renault.
Correct. They're up and running in the Sauber wind tunnel, and I think the engine is much further along than their aero package. But once they have that put together, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, and I think they might surpass. I don't see Toyota being up in the front. I don't know why, but I just see some problems with the Bridgestones. Also, I know you took a good look at the F2006. There weren't that many pictures. It was hard to get real detail, but what was your impression of the F2006?
It looks slick. It looks Ferrari-like. But it looks good. I noticed that they had... as Renault has the camber one direction, theirs actually appeared to be going in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
That they were going down instead of up.
You mean on the rear wing?
Yeah, the rear wing.
Correct. They still had the bend, but it did go down whereas the Renault went up. So I thought that was very, very interesting change from one aerodynamic package. It's just interesting how these people interpolate these numbers from the wind tunnels and get totally different concepts.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, could be is that you were mentioning that the back end looks a lot more like a McLaren.
Well, it's lower slung. I think it's more similar to the McLaren than last year. The Ferrari, also, what I found very strange is the mirrors are way out on the edge of the side pods. I'd never seen that before. I really doubt if that's going to stay that way.
Maybe that was a holdover design from last year when they weren't sure whether... Then they still weren't sure if they were going to get new tires.
Yeah, well, last year they used the mirrors to look at their tires more than...
They look at the tires.
Correct. They were tire watchers more than car watchers, because usually they were looking in front because everybody else was ahead of them, especially
the
big guys.
Well, the other thing, too, that we noticed is that it appeared that the driver was really low in the cockpit.
He seemed lower than usual.
Yeah,
and that was a picture of Schumacher. I believe that...
Possibly the reason they're out that far is because if they were in the normal spot, he'd be looking at the tires or the wing, or... Actually, you might be looking at the side fin.
Perhaps. You know what? I think they were there just for testing, because he's probably watching. I think some of the... did you notice some of the fins they had towards the rear? I think they're watching flexing. They want Schumacher's input. I don't know. I doubt if those mirrors will stay on those side pods. It's just too bizarre.
That's a little bit too far. But also, that could be an aero thing, too, that you get them out there. That way, you don't have to worry about dealing with their turbulence.
It's possible, but they seem so large to me that I think it's going to cause more trouble than anything else when it comes to turbulence. I think they would cause more turbulence.
Could be.
Yeah. Also, if anybody's gone to F1Weekly.com, we got some new vintage pictures up because of the McLaren orange scheme. We thought that we would throw up some killer McLaren stuff from 68 up to like 71, 72, and my producer decided to throw up some of my favorite cars, which is the Matras, and those are really, really cool. I also, with the orange, this has brought out some really good concepts on Bruce McLaren, where he came from, how... I'm not a McLaren fan, but I have a lot of respect for McLaren. I love Bruce McLaren. He really added some great, great driving to the late 50s and early 60s up to 1970. And I recommend McLaren, The Man, the Cars, and the Team by Eoin S. Young. Excellent book. You could probably get it on Amazon.com. Steve, you got anything else for us?
No, I'm good for this today.
I understand.
I'm just looking at the Ferrari again, trying to figure out why those mirrors are the way the hell out there.
They are out there, aren't they?
It's the wing.
I understand. Okay. Like I said earlier, or I'm not even sure if I said it, today's a short podcast. We saw a lot of these cars coming out. We thought we'd come out and do a quickie. Once again, my name is Clark Rogers. I've been in F1 for a long, long time. As a spectator, as a fan, I've gone to the races in Belgium, France, Indianapolis. Email me with any questions, suggestions on the show. I want to do a better job. And we also listen to the other podcasts that are on iTunes and the other places. And we like them all. We just want to make sure that we're giving our listeners what you guys want, because we have fun with this, but it's even funner when we get those positive emails. Also, Steve Faub is a good friend of mine. He's an engineer that I work with in Silicon Valley, California. Also, David Tapia, another great guy, our producer, works here in Silicon Valley, California. We just decided to do this because it's a lot of fun, and we get a lot of laughs out of it. And I love F1. If you want, we'd like our listeners to even submit some pictures, any photos they would like to see. Don't be afraid to send us a picture. Attach it. We don't have no big firewalls. The stuff will come right through. And especially, I'd like to see some vintage F1 pictures of listeners at old F1 venues. I'm a big Reims fan. France. I'm half French. I go there all the time. My family is from the area in France. And you'll see pretty soon some pictures of my pilgrimage to Reims, France, which was a great F1 track, very fast. And please submit those emails, f1weekly.com. Click the contacts button. Steve, I'm wrapping it up.
Sounds good.
All right. Enjoyed your input today. We'll do this again pretty soon.
Yep, we'll be back soon.
All right. One more thing. Any suggestions on coverage, F1 coverage? How you would like to for us to cover the races? You want us to do a podcast on qualifying? Just the race? Qualifying in the race? Practice qualifying in the race? There's stuff happening on Thursday at Indianapolis, the paddock walk, practice, qualifying. Let us know what you guys want, because then we will give you what you want. And we will be in Indianapolis, of course, because I go every year. I've never missed a race. And one of the other podcasts is having some kind of party. And I can't remember the name of the party, but I know it's at the Marriott. And we're going to crash that party. We're going. Right, Steve?
Yes, we're going to crash the party.
I can't remember the name of the party, but I listen to all the podcasts. I think they're all great.
I think it was something like Welcome Back, or
it's Welcome Back, Cotter,
or something like that.
Right. Well, we can't afford to have a party, so we'll let those guys pay for it, and it'll be at the Marriott, and we'll join other podcasters, and we'll see. I hope we're all friends. Okay, Steve, I'm out of here.
Later.
Good night, Steve.
Good night, Clark.
Good night, David.
Good night, Dave.